Okay, we're rising. Question 21. You give me Lamed Gimel and Lamed Aleph. Okay. Tein divrei Dvar Shmuel being a chibur Shulchan Aruch. So the Dvar Shmuel says that the Shulchan Aruch is really written by multiple people, meaning that the Beis Yosef wrote the Beis Yosef, the whole thing, but then he gave it out to other, he outsourced it to write the Shulchan Aruch. And the Dvar Shmuel says, and for that reason, there are many stiras in the Shulchan Aruch, because because it was written by the same way that the Chafetz Chaim, the son of Chafetz Chaim, writes that Chafetz Chaim didn't write the whole Mishnah Brura. Chafetz Chaim's son writes in the biography there, in the Kol Kisvei Chafetz Chaim, that certain simanim were written by his father, certain simanim were written by his brother, some, you know, different people wrote. So the Dvar Shmuel says the same thing about the Shulchan Aruch itself. And Shmuel Abu Hav. So he was a Kadmon. What? What is it? How long ago did he live? New guys? Bar Shmuel? Yeah, Michael wrote it on the thing. Let's see. I don't see he wrote it over here. Yeah. Shmuel Abu Hav. He's a Kadmon. He's 1610. We're up to question 21, page 4. That the Dvar Shmuel says that the Shulchan Aruch was written by different people, meaning that Beis Yosef was written by Rav Yosef Karo, and then he gave out that he was what year was he? What did you say? 1610 to 1694. And the Shulchan Aruch was written in what year? What? Mid 1500. So he was 100. Okay. I mean, and the Mamar Mordechai quotes this as well. The Maran, Masa Sifra, even Mamar Mordechai, Beis Yosef Talmidav. Lichtav Kitzur Hadino Yotzi Menum, Mizeh Chibur Seifa Shulchan Aruch Shalom. So he says, therefore, there was many mistakes. That's question number 23, the Groh, that's Rav Abai showed me, the Groh writes that there are many times that there's stiras in the Shulchan Aruch. So a lot of people try to be miyashiv the stiras. So the Gaon is not so concerned about the stiras in Shulchan Aruch. He just said there are many stiras in the Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Abadi showed me this Vilna Gaon, so I never totally understood where he's coming from. But if you hold like the Dvar Shmuel, then it's okay, because now Rav Avadi Yosef, question 24, didn't subscribe to this opinion. Right? Not everyone subscribes to this opinion, but the Mamar Mordechai writes that. He's going on the Adin in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. In other words, it says in Shulchan Aruch Netilas Yadayim, you only make a Netilas Yadayim with a bracha if you eat the beitza, yotzer mikabeitza, because that's mekabel tuma. But if you eat less than a kebeitza, then you wash Netilas Yadayim without a bracha. But the Shulchan Aruch says, but what if you eat less than a kebeitza, but even less than a kezayis? Even less than a kezayis. So then the Shulchan Aruch says there's an opinion from the Rokeach that you don't have to wash at all. So the Magen Avraham says it's a mistake. It shouldn't say Yosef Mikir. In other words, because why should... What does the Kazayis have to do with anything? Kibetz says it did in Tumah. The Tiyosi Daim has to be do about Tumah. So how did... So the Mamar Mordechai writes that since the Beis Yosef gave over the Shulchan Aruch to be written by his Talmidim or whatever, so the whole thing was a mistake. The Talmud, there was a mistake in the Beis Yosef and the Talmud didn't correct it. And therefore the whole thing was a mistake. But even though the mistake was already in the Beis Yosef, but he feels that if it would have been the Mechaber right looking it over, that he would have caught that mistake. I think that's what he's saying. Right? He says, the Maran, he says, you can't have nothing done on your Mechal Omusha, he's a Talmud Kosov Kain, Alpi Hatos Shabbat Beis Yosef, but the very Rokeach. So here gives the toast. The Chorav Ein Esik LeMaran Zal Bazeh. Okay, so that's what the Mamar Mordechai says. He thinks that thing is like the Magen Avraham, that the whole thing about not making the Tilos Yadayim at all with less than a Kazayis is just a mistake. Because there shouldn't be. If you want to say that less than a Kibetza, that's a different story. Because it should all be Tolia and Kibetza. In other words, if you're going to say that you need Tila Sedai and Pachas and Kibetza, so say the cream over here. Okay, and that's the Mamar. The Gra, I told you, the Gra says that there are several times that there's theories in the Shulchan Aruch, and we explain this Gra based on the Dvar Shmuel. And Rav Avadi Yosef, his son, the chief rabbi, this is the chief rabbi, he wrote a sefer, Ein Yitzchak. The famous Ein Yitzchak was written by Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, the namesake of this yeshiva. That's the famous Ein Yitzchak. But he wrote a contemporary Ein Yitzchak about the different klolim of the Shulchan Aruch. The Gra says, I'll read it to you. The Gra is on page 18, you see? In the bottom there it says, he says, Shulchan Aruch Sosel Mashakosov Ein Bezaklum Kayadua. Because even though the Shulchan Aruch, if you can say this pshat, he's going to be Sosel what he says in another siman, no big deal. So what do you mean, no big deal? Why no big deal? What, people just contradict themselves? No big deal? The Shem HaGdolim, so one possibility is not a big deal if you assume that he was holding like the Dvar Shmuel. Right, but he's saying, in other words, Gra's not concerned that if he's going to say a pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore it'll contradict someplace else in the Shulchan Aruch, Why isn't he concerned about that? Why doesn't he say, therefore, my pshat must be wrong in the Shulchan Aruch, because I'm going to cause a contradiction? Now, Rav Avadi Yosef, his son, first of all, they point out from the Shem HaGdolim. The Shem HaGdolim on page 20 could be, he quotes it here, that says he doesn't believe such a thing. That if the Shulchan Aruch is meant to be a safer halacha for the Jewish people for generations, he doesn't think that the Beis Yosef would just give it out to his Talmidim to... to do, you know, to... Mi Yamin here on page 20 says, Mi Yamin Lishmoso, Denira Poshet Shemaran HaKadosh, Lo Yaniach Sefesh HaSol Horos L'Chol Yisrael Bia Talmidov. Av Shahiyu Gedolim, She Yavu Michshol, Kol Shken Shalo Yacha, Holochaz Lze, Achaz Lze, Ochaz Lze. So he doesn't, and Rav Avadi Yosef also, his son, said he doesn't believe such a thing. And he quotes here the Ein Yitzchok on page question 24. Rav Reuven Margolius. He quotes the Dvar Shmuel. He says maybe the reason why. That they thought this way is because in those days there was no printing press, so they had to copy by hand the Shulchan Aruch, so they never copied over the introduction. Right, and from the Hakdama, it seems that he wrote it himself. So he doesn't go, and the Shem HaGdolim doesn't, thinks it's. But I don't know, the Dvar Shmuel, I'm into the Dvar Shmuel, what can I tell you? I can't say for sure whether he was right over here, but the Dvar Shmuel is not like a sefer that was just written 2 years ago, and this is a sefer that was written when? When you say 16, he lived from 1610 to 1695 or something. Yeah, so I don't know. The Kadmon, I have respect for it. And then he quotes on that the question 25, the Marikash. He says that he gives another explanation. He says the Beis Yosef, that was written when he was a young guy. He quoted all the things. The Shulchan Aruch, he was an old man already. So he wasn't, The Sefer Beis Yosef, page 23, Asaba Charuso, Vishabal, took 24 years to write the Beis Yosef. The Sefer Shulchan Aruch, he was already an old man, he was a little more forgetful. And he says most of he's quoting the Moshe Rebbe. So it could be there's some mistakes crept in. So then we just discussed, so we did 21, question 21 was the Dvar Shmuel, Marmar Mordechai says it about the Netilas Yadayim, the Gros says that there are steers in the Shulchan Aruch Kayadua, the Rav Avadi Yosef doesn't like it, and Marikash says he thinks the steers have to do with that he wrote it in his, while he was old, as opposed to the Beis Yosef when he was young. Then question 26, the steer in the Shulchan Aruch about Bris Mila. But what's the din? We discussed two steers in the Shulchan Aruch. One steer we discussed about Bris Mila. What's the din if you have a Bris Mila on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av? So what do you do with the wine? Who drinks the wine? So what's the story? So. Tavkuf Nun Tes, he says, you give it to who?
Child.
Which child? The baby? Reis Abachay, he says, in your day, Reis Abachay, he says, you just leave out the Bar Piagofen. And in Tavkuf Nun Tes, Tavkuf Nun Tes, what does he write? You give it to the child, you give it to the baby. You have Tavkuf Nun Tes here for a second? So that's a question. You know, that's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, you have to usually at a Bris Mila, you make a Bar Piragofen, and someone drinks it. The person who makes a Bar Piragofen drinks it. But here it's Tisha B'Av, it's Yom Kippur. So in Reish Tabachay, he says, just forget it. Forget the Bar Piragofen. Tavkuf Nun Tes, he says, you give it to the child. You'll find it. Then we saw that in question 27, how do you deal with the steers in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Dvar Shmuel says, you know, they were written by different people. So he has five approaches on page 24 how to deal with the steers in the Shulchan Aruch. So just Tav Kuf, thank you. Tav Kuf Nun Tes, just Tav Kuf Tes, he says, like this. Yesh from Tin Lamula, it's you know, there's a room. Latinocus. Give it to little kids. Not necessarily the baby, but little kids. He says if the mother is there, so she's not fasting which in a certain situation, so then so that's right. For Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur is different. Right. So why are there steers in the Shulchan Aruch? So he has five approaches. Either sometimes he just copied the Lashon HaRambam or other poskim. In other words, and he wasn't so exact that every detail. In other words, the main idea of the Rambam is what he wanted. There's this detail in the Rambam that seems to conflict something else that he wasn't so concerned about. Or sometimes he paskin like the Rambam for the people who accepted the Rambam. Sometimes he paskined against the Rambam for people who didn't accept the Rambam. He was writing for different communities, different times. And then you have to know the klolim. Like sometimes, just because, when do you say, in other words, just because he quotes an opinion doesn't mean he paskins like that opinion. There's a halachas of two yeshomrims, he paskins like the second or yeshomrim. And sometimes, number four, he's only saying it as a chumrah, but not meikar adin. And sometimes he might have just changed his mind. Those are five approaches. And the sixth approach is just to say that it was the Dvar Shmuel's approach. In other words, but in this Sefer Ein Yitzchak, they're anti-Dvar Shmuel. You understand? How can I tell you? They're anti-Dvar Shmuel, so they don't even quote that as part of the five approaches. But and then the question number 28, Stephen Shofanach, about Rosh Magula. Right, in other words, in one place the Shulchan Aruch writes, in Tzadi Aleph Gimel, that you're not allowed to say Shem Hashem with Rosh Magula. And then in Sifhei, he says only, it's mashma only by Shmon Esrei. But by other cases, that not Shmon Esrei, you could even maybe say Shem Hashem with Rosh Magula. So he wants to say that maybe listen, but later on, that's all in Sadi Aleph. But in Reish Vav, he seems to be Machmir, so. So that was another example. And then question 29, the Maritatz. In Mises Kavim, in other words, Maritatz says that the Shulchan Aruch was written for the Ketanim of the Amaratzim. In the new Sefer Mesoras Moshe, Mr. Beagleisen pointed out that Rabbi Mordechai Tendler seems to say a similar idea, that the Mishnah Berurah was written for the less learned people. So I showed them that the Maritatz said the same thing about Shulchan Aruch, which Rabbi Tuchman pointed out makes sense, because the old Rabbanim were using the big Shulchan Aruchs with the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Prima Gadim. Shulchan Aruch is just a kitzer under the Mishnah Berurah. It wasn't made as the for the Rabbanim. Now Rabbanim use Mishnah Berurah, but it wasn't. Rav Moshe didn't think it was made for the Rabbanim. It's made for people who didn't have time to go through the whole Magen Avraham and the whole Taz and the whole thing. So they made it a kitzer that was accessible. So the Maritatz says the same thing about the Shulchan Aruch. That was his main work. I don't know if one can question that, because it seems from the Shulchan Aruch that he wanted to write the Shulchan Aruch so that there should be a united psak in Klal Yisrael. So then, you see, if you want to say the Mishnah Berurah didn't mean for the Rabbanim, I can understand that. Because the Mishnah Berurah himself, big point that wasn't a rav of a community. So he was more for the Balabatim, that they should make sure they keep Shabbos. He's, you know, like he writes, if you don't know Hilchah Shabbos, how are you going to keep Shabbos? Yeah. And the Yad Malachim, question 30, was very upset with the Maritatz. He said, how can he say such a thing?
I personally find noting the Shulchan Aruch
easier. Yeah, but to learn the Magen Avraham is a hard thing. What? Yeah. Okay, so that was number 30. Then 31, Divrei HaBahag. Right, the Bahag sheet is that you miss one day, then you have to you stop counting. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you stop counting, but at least follows the Bahag that you shouldn't make a bracha anymore. And then we discussed, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Bahag in a certain degree. So the question is, first of all, did the Bahag really say that? We saw in the Sefer Shari Simcha, I mean, the question who the Bahag was, if he was Rabbi Yehudah Gaon, he only said it about the first night. Then he quotes Halachas Gedolos. Which the way we have Halachas Gedolos quoted in the Sefer Shari Simcha seems to say if you skip one day, you're okay. So, in other words, so that version that Tosis had, we don't necessarily have. And it could be the only thing. And in the Golem, it's much the only thing you don't do. Is that they used to do at the end of the Sfira. And last night, they say, Yom Tisha V'Arba'im Yom Shem Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. So then you don't say Tamimos. Well, that's the Rav Kappa quotes that from the Rambam. But the Truvus of Rambam, he says that you make a bracha. See, this would go against what Rabbi Fremis said. Rabbi Fremis said that really the reason why the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Bahag, even though the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, because the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh didn't necessarily speak about it. But in the Truvus of Rambam that Rav Kappa quotes, he says Beferish that. That if you missed here's the Arabic and then the Hebrew. He says, whatever you forgot. From then on, Yivarech. Yashbi Balayla. So the only thing you don't say is the last night. Well, we don't say this, not a minute. Ayom Tisha V'Arba'im Yom Shehem Sheva Shavosos Shehem Shiva Shavosos La'Omer. They used to say Shehem Sheva Shavosos Tamimos. So you leave that out. The word Tamimos. But the Rambam clearly, I mean, in the Yad HaChazaka he doesn't say it. So that's why it's. So the Sefer Yitzchak Yeranein says, who says we should paskin? So he says, like this Bahag, but the Shulchan Aruch did. So he says, I'm not going to go against the Shulchan Aruch. But he thinks that if a person is really an honest, like he had a surgery and he was out of commission for a day, and he missed, he thinks you should give it to him, let him count with a bracha. Okay. Even though the minhag is not. And we saw the Kamarna, we saw that. That said that, okay, so we're up to 31, we're up to 32. Yeah. He probably didn't have the truth of the Rambam. You know, some people are not, don't give the credit. You know, Rav Salvechik didn't give, Rav Shachter said over Rav Lichtenstein once asked a question in Shir that something that the Rav said was against the Rambam and the Tshuva. And Rav Salavechik said, well, Lav Shmei the Rambam Chosum Alei, meaning he didn't sign off on the Tshuvas, meaning they didn't feel that the Tshuvas have the same authenticity. I once asked the Rav's son, Dr. Salavechik, what he thought about that. He didn't think there's any reason to assume that they're not authentic, the Tshuvas Rambam. Okay, so let me a couple of things. We're going to have Chumash in 2 minutes. Okay, next week is the last week. Okay. And I know you have, so maybe Monday we'll have a regular day. Now, we're going to try to have a lunch, but this is a special lunch for the graduates. So I think there are 4 graduates: Moshe Dechter and Shimon and Yosef Friedenberg and Noam Polster. Those 4. So my wife offered to make lunch. The yeshiva wants to have it. We should get lunch instead of having lunch, to have lunch for these 4. So does Tuesday work for you, fellas? Like, if we make it, you know, like 12-ish, we'll in the apartment, we'll have lunch, we'll give you everyone a safer, etc. And this is not saying goodbye, this is just a lunch. But we're not saying goodbye for another 100 years. Okay, so we'll talk. So that should be good. Okay, Yosef, it's good for you too? It's good, Noam? Good, and Shimon and Moshe. So we'll go together after. Okay, Sunday I'm going to chazer over the Neir Shabbos and some of the Inyan of the Yoma. On Monday, hopefully, we'll finish off the thing. We do have more packets to do. Okay, we'll work everything out. But for the Bechina, everything will work out good. The Bechina is on Wednesday, right? You'll sign up, right? Yeah. Wednesday, Thursday is Yom Ha'atzmaut. I have a special shiur in Inyan of Eretz Yisrael I'm giving in the older building. Those that want to learn Mikvos, I'm actually starting Mikvos Shiurim on that Monday after a week from Monday, so from 11 to 12, probably in the classroom or maybe here, whatever. And we'll be around, we'll see each other, we'll speak more. Okay, so let's have Chumash now. We'll take a little 2-minute break, we'll have Parshas HaShavua, we'll daven Mincha, and